Love has always been the default. We have over time found ways of separation, but instinctively we know that love is the root.
Gather round the fire. This is the light service.
So welcome along to this early May springtime firecast. I'm here with Diane.
Hi there.
We're going to bring you lots of different things. It's a bit of a, what would you call it, a prototype, really, for reinstatement of the Campfire Firecast. So we're going to call this particular episode Word Up, which is also the title of the Zoom session we did today. The idea was prompted by a conversation I had with Sarah Redman in the week, and she said, I haven't really got time to read all these emails and all these newsletters. How about an audio version of it? And I've been sort of chomping at the bit to get back into doing podcasts. And we thought we could come up with some sort of hybrid version that's midway between a podcast and an audio newsletter. So Diane stuck her hand up at today's Zoom, and here we are.
Yeah, I've got a habit of doing that, putting my hand up and then go, oh, yeah, OK, right. Well, I'm not sure what I'm doing next, but that's fine. So, yeah, it was a fun call this morning, as usual. I must admit, I enjoy the Sunday morning calls when I can make them. There's always lots of interesting things to talk about, to hear about. And I love the way the conversations always meander off topic and go in all sorts of directions you never know. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. I think Ken, bless him, describes them as part therapy, part school, part musical chat, which is his particular thing. So I think the idea of the format here is to say hello and state the aims of the audio newsletter each week, the Firecast, and sort of review the week, really, what's happening on Campfire and in the community, and what's happening internally and externally. And that for us can mean personal growth or anything we've discovered or chanced upon, any direction that's coming up for us, and possibly even talk about the big old bad wider world as well. I think there was a coronation on, wasn't there, this weekend?
Rumour has it, yes.
But I haven't really turned my telly on for 3 years, so I wouldn't know. But anyway, we're going into a section which is the actual newsletter. Last weekend, the core crew came together for a weekend session at Braziers Park, which is the venue for our campout, August the 10th to the 13th. It was a super productive, fun, nourishing, warm and sunny weekend, with the Campfire and Elevate crews planning and coordinating this year's August campout event in the Oxfordshire countryside. It was wonderful in that it was a practical example of co-creation, which is one of the regular themes that the threads that go through the Campfire community, rather than prescribing things, how we can be emergent and see what comes together in the moment.
Yeah, it looked like a fun time though. You seem to do quite well with the weather there, Pete, I have to say. You ordered that quite well.
We were lucky, actually. I mean, the first day was glorious and lots of sun. I mean, we did have cloud and a bit of rain, but not much. So I think they had an open day on the Monday. So we were put to work, actually, by the Braziers volunteers. So they gave us a very good deal on rooms. A lot of people were staying in the house itself, right, rather than camping. In fact, only Catherine was camping in the orchard, which is a lovely space for camping and doing yoga in the morning. But in return for the favourable rate, we had to muck in. And that was everything from preparing food in the kitchen to washing up. But the most taxing of all was we had to build the stage for their Monday event, which involved some very big, huge logs, actually, which required, up to 10 of us to actually put ropes around this big, like a telegraph pole, and carry it with these ropes. Wow. Poor Andrew actually managed to walk into the base of the stage as he was stepping over it, and that caught his shin, I think. But I did the same thing, but probably not as hard as Andrew. But we really felt we'd done some heavy work after that. So it was good to be part of the community. And, of course, Braziers is an intentional community, and they have a long and illustrious history of being slightly anarchic in how they put that into practice as an intentional community coming together. And Cliff, he's been a leader at the community and gave a talk on some of the pitfalls and how they agree to disagree. And he was talking about one of his concepts that stuck out for me over the times he talked both to our group and publicly on the Monday was unlike minds. I remember at camp out, we had a discussion about like-minded people coming together, but one of his particular hobby horses is unlike minds coming together, which sort of fits in with some of the things we've been talking about, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was because it came up again today in the conversations around this whole piece about finding ways to communicate but without being disrespectful to each other. And that's so important because we need to listen. You know, this is the thing, it's everybody's trying to say something, it's like everybody's clamoring to say something and expecting everybody to agree with them, and it doesn't happen. And it's like no, we've all got to listen to each other. That seems to me the only way forward is if we listen.
Yeah, I think there've been, if I did single out one thing from the campfire site this week, it's been a couple of the threads which are a good example really of how we're at best sort of still skirting around this. And I refer to an article on the campfire site by Annabelle McFadden about the importance of having good conversations, and it's just something we're all learning, I think. And for me, it's rooted in that idea that it is a discussion rather than an argument, and it's a subtle shift in some ways. You move from being entrenched and looking for links or articles that will just be self-serving in terms of reinforcing what you want to hear into truly trying to see it from a more empathic point of view. Sometimes easier said than done, really. And it doesn't mean that you surrender that that passion or that belief or that activist motivation. You know, you can still have that, but I think it's a different lens that you're putting on the camera is how I'd like to see it, really.
Yeah, for me, it's about it. I mean, it's a good word, it's lens, because it's that lens of compassion. You know, because it's compassion for others, because at the end of the day, we're all humans just trying to make our way in this world, whatever that means. And, you know, if we do it with compassion from our heart, then we've got a chance of actually kind of understanding and also doing something positive.
Yeah, so that was one of the themes as well going through our Springboard weekend was, you know, really listening. We had some very deep conversations, actually, given that most of the group hadn't met each other, hardly anyone had. So it was like new best friends, but you know, some really deep plunges into some quite personal stuff that people clearly wanted to talk about. And in almost all cases, everyone was listening and being very sympathetic to their situation and responding. And we also talked about safe spaces and Dan's take on that. Dan Aston Gregory from Elevate, who is co-creating with Campfire, for the Elevate community at Camp Out, prefers courageous spaces to safe spaces. I don't know if you've got any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I've never thought about it in the terms of courageous. Interesting. Because I do talk about safe space, you know, because I think that's really important that people feel that it is safe, that it's not, that they're not going to be under attack as such, you know, that it's okay to say things and to just be who they are. So, yeah, but there's courage around doing things. There's courage around, I'm going to think about this a bit more. Yeah.
So we did, by the Monday afternoon, when I got my tape recorder out, I thought, let's do some vox pops. Oh, half our group have gone. They'd ended up with only four vox pops, but I think they give a good flavour of what people thought there and then. It's always good to capture the spirit while people are actually at the event.
Yeah, you get a sense of the energy and kind of what the venue's like and everything from the way people were talking, which is really lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is our vox pop from the afternoon at Bayes Park last Monday. Thank you. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Jackie, and I've come down from Scotland to join these lovely bunch of other campers and springboard event that's a precursor to the gathering that we're having in August.
How's the weekend been for you?
Oh, we've had so much fun. It's been absolutely brilliant. We've all come together from all walks of life, all ages and all stages of life as well. And yet we've all met at our hearts, and we've met at a point of truth that we're all embracing together as one.
Did it meet your expectations?
Yeah, and beyond. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had we've laughed. There's been some tears. There's been joy. It's been the theme definitely throughout. And I just think it's given so much hope that I'm not alone battling on against the tide. That we're all, you know, finding each other now across the globe. And there's a sense of a growing sense of just deep community and deep heartfelt spirit that change has to happen, and we are the co-creators of that change.
What do you think of Braziers Park?
Braziers Park, what a brilliant venue. I mean, it just offers so much. The grounds are just stunning. Obviously, the blossoms out in spring, but the trees, the birds, we're just completely surrounded by nature. We've just been so blessed to use it this weekend, and to sort of see what the venue is going to look like full of life in August is just very easy to imagine, actually. It's just a perfect setting for what we're trying to co-create together as a group.
Hello, I'm Aileen, and I'm part of the Springboard crew get-together at beautiful Braziers Park. I had no expectations whatsoever. I was a little bit trepidatious, but it's been, it's been like Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way. So there we are, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I've really enjoyed it. It's been a laugh, and it's been serious, and that was a big learning curve for me. But I've had fun, a lot of fun, and smashing people, so... Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's the rhythm of the weekend gone for you?
Oh, it's like a drum roll. Yeah.
And been Braziers great. Park, reflections on the venue?
It's a lovely place. It's a beautiful place. It's unusual. It's quirky, but it's a beautiful place. Yes. Perfect for what you want.
My name's Kathy, and I'm part of the crew for Camp Hunt in August, and we've been having a weekend at Braziers Park for our preparation for it.
How's the weekend been for you?
The weekend has been absolutely awesome, if I'm honest, because I drove in this morning on the final day, and I actually felt joy again for the first time since I was last at camp out, which was just really nice. And I'm just genuinely excited to spend so much time with everybody and be with like-minded people.
What do you think of Braziers Park as a venue?
I think Braziers Park is absolutely perfect, if I'm honest. And the volunteers were amazing as well. I've met some really, really interesting people. I love the quirkiness of it. I like the open spaces. It's not too far from home, so I haven't got to drive far. That's quite good. And I'm just very excited to be here in August.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Spears from London.
How's the weekend been for you?
Cracking. It's just been amazing. I don't think I've ever felt so comfortable in a group and part of something, and it feels really real and worthwhile. I'm feeling useful, and I love that.
Yeah. What sort of expectations did you have?
I was actually quite scared and a bit cringy of meeting all these terribly well-intentioned people, and I thought it might be a bit dry, but my God, everyone was really human, and we spent a lot of time cracking up laughing and laughing at each other, with each other. No, it was great. It was, and there was a lot of serious work done as well. It was lovely. Really good, yeah.
Any reflections on the venue?
Lush. I mean, I'm standing on the grass now. It's like a green soft carpet and beautiful trees, and the birds are amazing every morning. I wanted to record it to bring it back to London. It's idyllic. It really is spectacular. Yeah. Just the perfect place for it, for this gathering that everyone has already spoken about. It's great. Yeah, I'm humbled.
Thank you. So that's Braziers Park and some of our team reflecting on their experiences of the weekend. If you fancy joining the crew, there are still some volunteer positions. We'd love you to come along and help co-create an amazing experience together. The whole of Campfire is a voluntary organisation. So we like to think of it in terms of narrowing that divide between audience and performer so that everyone comes and makes the event what it is themselves. If you want to submit an application for the crew, tinyurl.com/campoutcrew will get you through to the page for applying. And also, if you want to do more, if you've got something to offer, whether it's a well-being session or you're a musician or a poet or whatever it is you'd like to do, campout.live/performers, if you'd like to submit an application to be part of the gathering in a more active way.
That sounds like a great invitation for anybody who's got something to offer, because I know there's an enormous amount of knowledge, skill, ability, etc. amongst everybody, and yeah, that would be fun.
Well, we did an open space day last year on the Monday. This year we'd like to make open space perhaps less specific on one particular day, but spread it out through the weekend or through the 4 days. And we haven't yet. We're working on an idea for how the program will flow from one day to the next at the moment, which obviously won't be released until we get closer to the date. But open space is a really important part of what we're doing at Campfire. And it was astonishing, actually, the amount of creativity that came out of last year's open space sessions. I think we'd flagged it in advance, and then people on the Monday, when they saw the blank blackboard, were really inspired and came up with everything, really, from tantric sessions through to all sorts of things. That somebody brought a card game for solutions to problems in life, or solutions to anything, and talked through that whole card deck, which was quite fascinating. And just the initiatives and projects that people are coming through with is just so varied and fertile at the moment.
Yeah, lots of great stuff to be mined there.
Yeah, when we did the first camp out, it was a prototype version in 2018, and we had a blank blackboard, nothing programmed at all. This was back at the church, Michael Church, Eskley, the Bridge Inn, where we did the first campfire convention. And we only had about 30 people because the flyer had literally nothing on it other than a picture of the field. So people were expecting, didn't know what to expect, and the brave ones came along. And a couple of the firecasts that I did were interviewing the people again at the end of that weekend about how a lot of them were saying how chaotic it was when they arrived, and nothing was organized. And the whole idea was a social experiment to invite people to completely co-create the whole weekend. And I'd hinted about that, but some people hadn't picked up on it.
I think the trouble is so many people just assume that things are going to be organized, don't they? You know, because that's the way life's done. You know, you go to a festival, you know who's coming on at what time, you go to, you know, anything. It's kind of got an order to it. So, yeah, open space, a challenge.
Yeah, I think since then we've arrived more at a balance, because the one we did the following year in Froome was quite a lot of program stuff, but we still left a lot of spare slots for people to do their own thing. And things like the welcome circle in the morning was the ritual of doing that, both in the morning and the evening, as we transitioned out of what were usually quite heady days around talk sessions, conversations, lots came up. End of the afternoon, we transitioned into something a bit more social in the evening, where we might have some music or a glass of wine or whatever. And to close it off with that session feels really good. And that developed. In fact, there was a bit of a coup. One of the people who was conducting the early morning session was ousted and replaced. So it's a classic example of an emergent community organizing itself. And yeah. One of the great things about Campout is the themes that emerge over the weekend. And I've done an article, I think, on the current Campfire site about the 2019 event. And some of the themes about rediscovering your 8-year-old self was one of them, and realizing about how ritual can make a difference and how it did. Just two examples. I can't remember what the others were off the top of my head. I think deep listening was one of them. So, everyday people, we talked today about an idea that Matt Koldrick came up with for celebrating the humdrum. And we'd like to invite people to come in and do something around that as one part of this firecast. Did you have any thoughts after watching that that appeal from Matt this morning? That was quite heartfelt, I think.
Yeah. Well, I really like the idea of it, because I think it is great, because people, and it, because in part it's about celebrating the ordinary, because so many people go, you know, I can't be a this and I can't do that. And it's like, yeah, but actually, why not? You know, it's like doing an intentional walk, you know, do everything intentionally, you know, and just, you know, find the gold and the gems in that. And the example this morning was being thrown around was peeling potatoes. And that got me thinking about, well, yeah, I suppose we all do it in a different way, don't we? You know, some people use a knife, some people use a peeler, some people be very clear about, you know, making it as thin as possible, the peel that you take off, to leave as much goodness as you can. And yeah, you know, my head was going all over the place just with a simple thing like that. So yeah, I thought it was rather good.
We've got so many inventive people in the community that,
yeah,
you know, peeling potato would never be dull for, you know, to hear how people, not just how people do it or approach it, but what's going through their mind while they're doing it.
Exactly, yeah.
It reminded me of watching an ex-girlfriend who used to like doing smoothies in the morning, and I'd heard the sound of the machine. I was usually busy doing something else, but I hadn't actually watched. And she would do her own ritual dance while the machine was turning.
Oh, that's great.
Obviously tuning into the vibrations of the machine, the smoothie-making machine. Yeah, I think we can invite some quite interesting stories. So here's Matt with his introduction.
The vast majority of people spend the vast majority of their lives doing mundane, humdrum tasks. Think about it. Going to the shops to buy butter and milk, pulling weeds in the garden, checking your bank balance, trawling the numosphere for digital distractions. All mundane, humdrum things. If this is how we spend most of our lives, why don't we celebrate these things? Taking the dog for a walk should be met with the same unbridled enthusiasm as lifting the FA Cup having scored a hat-trick against Chelsovich. A trip to the recycling depot with the packaging of your new 3-metre TV screen should be treated with the same fanfares as though you just returned from a solo trip to Mars. If you agree that the mundane is underrepresented, then we have the perfect radio show for you. Everyday People. Everyday People is a light service radio show consisting of life's little moments, all stitched together with an eclectic mix of great music. And the really good news is that this show is about you. So we want your stories recorded on your phone, telling us of the simple, paint-drying moments in your lives. Anything that is humdrum, mundane, and forgettable. Everyday People. Ecstatic celebration of the mundane.
Yeah, I think we can invite some quite interesting stories. So if you're interested in getting involved in that, we have a speak pipe as well, which is something where anyone can leave a recording at any point. Have you had a chance to look at that yet, Diane?
No, I haven't looked just yet. I will.
It's fairly fairly straightforward. So if you go to www.speakpipe.com/the_light_service, which is the name of the Campfire radio station. So speakpipe.com/the_light_service, you'll see our speak pipe. And leave us a message. You can actually audition it. You can do a trial message, and if you don't like it or you trip up or whatever, you can redo it before you send it. So that could be one place for gathering some of the audio delights that we can harvest on this firecast. The other one is just to send us a recording direct from your phone. I've never had a sort of professional approach to doing these things. I prefer the spontaneous DIY approach. But then as someone who made a recording that cost £1 that sold nearly 1 million copies as an album, recorded around a campfire with no thought into the technical side of it, which had a lot of ambience, and I think that's what sold the record, as well as the story. I guess I wouldn't be too fussy about technical proficiency.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this day and age, everybody's got something they can record on. If it's a laptop or, like you say, your phone or anything.
Yeah, but there is the speak pipe if people just want to be spontaneous and send stuff through. So everyday people is sort of watch this space, I guess, really, isn't it?
I think it's going to be fun.
Another idea is to do an interview for each one with a member of Campfire. How do you think we should approach that? Any ideas?
Well, if anybody wants to be interviewed, just let us know. They can drop it on, give us their details, or if they've got thoughts on maybe topics, if anybody's got particular topics that they, because that would be another way of doing it, is maybe interview two or three people who've got, different ideas around a topic. Don't know, just a thought there.
I think on some of the early podcasts, there are some interviews. I used to have my recorder handy at every moment, really. So I'll have another listen back to those and we'll see if that sort of format will work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The idea of doing some sort of quote, you seem quite handy with conjuring up some really meaningful quote from somewhere. So is that something you'd like to do?
I'm happy to look out for quotes. There's so many magical things. I mean, for me, actually, what occurred to me earlier on was, campfire, like the rest of life, it's just what you make it, and that's for all of us. And like you say, you're really strong in co-creation. That's one of the things that attracts me to this space is, the fact that it's not, one person or, one person's ideas or whatever, and just telling people or delegating or whatever, but actually saying, no, genuinely, come and do it, come and be involved and, pick up a space. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and everybody's got something to bring. Everybody's got something to add. That's the thing. Everybody's got a gift.
Hugely so, yeah.
So the music track this week, we're going to pick an excerpt from Steely Dan, the Royal Scam demos and outtakes. It was their fifth album, the Royal Scam, released in 1976. Some may say their best. Certainly one of my favourites, but then four or five of theirs are my favourites. But it's a great album. And really shows the emergence of Donald Fagen and Walter Becker as a serious writing team. Well, to be honest, the first, second album showed that. They're really developing their sound, and Larry Carlton, the guitarist, is a lot more prominent in doing some of the musical charts and also plays some blistering guitar solos on the album. Musicianship is exemplary. There were literally stories of one band rehearsing, trying to get a track feel right, and they go off to lunch and come back to the studio and a whole separate band is already installed in there and rocking away. So Fagen and Becker were hard taskmasters, but they certainly knew what they wanted and got there, sometimes through a lot of trial and error. But yeah, we're going to hear a little bit of the groove from Green Earrings, a track on Royal Scam, which really, just listening to the backing tracks on this particular YouTube video, there's nothing much to look at, but it's on YouTube and it really gives you a chance to hear what's going on in the backing tracks without the vocals. Thank you. Green Earrings. I must say, not really one of my favourite tracks on the album, but as you can hear, it's really rocking along. So let's enjoy Steely Dan at their best in the mid-70s. And then to end with a music track, followed by a sign-off around intention for the week ahead. So if we were doing that now, what would your intention be for the week ahead?
That's a good question. To catch up with work that I'm behind on because of some stuff going on, because my dad had an operation and I had to take him back to the hospital unexpectedly, and I spent a lot longer at the hospital with him in the first place than I was anticipating. So yeah, I basically lost 2 days this last few days. I lost two of them, so I need to catch up on some work. So that's one intention. And what else? Feel I need to do some more music playing. Yeah, maybe play, get some of my instruments out and do some music, which I've not done for a while. And actually, I might start off just using my gong. I've got a wind gong, which is amazing. It's got this phenomenal resonance, and I think that might be a good thing, because it's been popping into my head the last few days, so I think it wants to be played again. So that's something to do. The instruments I've got, okay, I have 2 drums, 2 rattles, 2 Native American flutes. I have a bass recorder, a tenor recorder, a clarinet, the wind gong, several bowls, mostly Tibetan, 1 Japanese, tiny Japanese bowl. I've also got 2 sets of tuning forks as well that I use for healing. One's tuned to the chakras and 1 set is tuned to Om. Got some other instruments as well, and I can't even think what they are now, but those are the ones I use most.
I wish our yoga teacher on Paros would use a tuning fork for his OMS, actually, or our class's OMS, because they always seem to start too low for me, and I think, which octave should I be in? The one that seems to be in is quite low, and you know, I have got a reasonably low voice, but sometimes it feels like, no, I need to go in at the higher octave.
If you're doing it as part of yoga, you just go in at whatever feels right, wherever you're at. You don't need to worry about what everybody else is doing.
There's something about that resonance when it really is in tune and in song, and everyone's resonating together, totally in tune, that it just has an incredible quality to it. You can feel your whole body vibrating and the room vibrating. Sometimes it just feels a bit discordant, or maybe that's just me feeling discordant on that particular morning.
Yeah, I think that's probably the latter.
It's like some mornings I can stand as a tree on 1 foot and other mornings I topple over. So.
Isn't that like life?
It is. Yes, very much so. Yeah. For me, my intention, I think, would be to listen to nature this week, because I've been buzzing around, moving the Shepherd's Hut to Wales. Right. Settling in, but not really settling in, because I had to go off to Cardigan this week for 3 days. And then, of course, camp out springboard last weekend. So a couple of days of being settled here on the farm and really listening to nature. The bird song this morning was spectacular.
Yeah, the birds are really getting going now, because we've had this late start to spring. And, you know, I've noticed there's a couple of magpies here that are really like, oh, yeah, OK, we're going to be having magpie babies, I'm sure, fairly soon. I miss the pigeons. Next door used to keep pigeons, but they moved out last year. And although they're not my favourite birds, I think they're so funny when they do their courting, because they're just nuts. The way they carry on and the disdain from the females that when the male approaches them and all this kind of thing, I find highly amusing. So I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun watching all the birds, listening to everything, and just like you say, being in nature, because the all the lovely plants and everything, because you've posted some nice pictures up of the area. So I look forward to seeing some more.
Yeah, and we've had swallows moving in as well in the past week. Ruth, who runs the farm, knows exactly when they're expected, and you know, they're about a week later, I think, this year. So, yeah. And this evening, I'm hoping to get off to Sam Lee, well-known English folk singer, does singing with nightingales in the woods. Step silently into the night and listen as the finest musicians in the land duet with the sweet song of the nightingale. So that's happening 7 o'clock in Heynham Woods in Gloucestershire, but it's sold out. But it'll be fireside, food, drink, songs and stories, followed by an after dark journey into the woods to meet the nightingale.
Well, that all sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to one of Sam's nightingale occasions for many years. He's been doing it for quite a while now. Okay. But it's good that it's right on the doorstep. I mean, Forest of Dean borders just down the road, really.
Mm. Yeah, nice place to be then.
Yeah, so that's roughly our format. Or it's a trial version of our format. So I hope you like what you hear. I hope you like some of the ideas, even if the delivery is a bit hesitant. But, you know, we've had a busy day. So please feed back to us if you'd like to get involved in any way in putting together contributions for these firecasts, if you'd like to be part of the everyday people celebrating the mundane, or if you'd like it to be a part of the campfire member interview, or anything else, really. Just get in touch with Diane or myself. You can message us direct through the campfire site. I noticed, actually, was it on your website, somebody called you Mama Coots,
yeah,
which I thought was a good name for you. Can we call you that on these firecasts?
If you want. I mean, that's the guy that I know. He's Nigerian. So it's because Mama is an African sort of term that people use, which is, it was a big compliment when he called me that. So, yeah, yeah. That or auntie, you know.
Well, on that note, we're signing off from the first revisitation of the Campfire Firecast. Hope you've enjoyed what Diane and myself have brought to you. If you've got suggestions or feedback, please come on campfireconvention.network and let us know what you're feeling. Just remains from the two of us to say, keep it lit.
Campfire Radio. The Light Service.